Hello friends, I'm nutritionist Divya and welcome to 360 Active Living by nutritionist Divya. In this special podcast, today I want to share few tips about PCOD. Yes, these are 5 things to transform your life while managing PCOD or PCOS. So many people, so many ladies are there who are actually struggling with their health goals while they are trying to manage their PCOS and PCOD condition. Now basically, what is PCOS? This is nothing but a hormonal imbalance which is happening inside your body, right? Due to these hormonal changes, your monthly cycle is changing, or the way our body's metabolism is working, it is hampered, right? And first impact what you see after having PCOD is weight gain. Yes. And actually, the lady who is undergoing through PCOD or PCOS, she is caught up in a vicious cycle. She can feel better if she starts losing weight. But to lose weight along with this PCOS condition is a bit challenging. I will not say it is hard, but it is a bit challenging. So today I want to share 5 things which will actually transform your health journey while managing your PCOS. Please listen to these 5 tips very carefully, implement them in your daily lifestyle and see the magic happening. Very first thing what really helps in PCOS management is your carbohydrate intake. Yes, you need to cut down on your carb intake and see what type of carbohydrates you are eating. See, by this time, if you are a health conscious person, you must be knowing there are 2 types of carbs. One is simple, one is complex carb. So simple carb means whatever is prepared with maida or refined flour, and complex carbs means which has higher amount of fiber. So always go for whole grains, brown rice, millets, ragi, or things which contain some amount of fiber, right? Fiber you will be getting from whole grains, legumes and fruits and vegetables. So be mindful about your carb intake and also overall carbohydrate amount, how much is there in your diet. Like, you know, if you're taking 200, 300 grams of carbs, maybe that much carb you do not need. Maybe you are eating more carbohydrate in your overall diet. So you need to be mindful about that. Secondly, you need to focus on your protein intake. Yes. To improve your metabolism, as I said, in PCOS, your metabolism is slowed down. So to boost it up, you need to focus on good and quality protein sources. Now, if you are non-vegetarian, you can easily include lean meat, or you can include egg whites. You can also go for fish. Omega-3 coming from fish is also going to help you. But if you are a vegetarian person, please focus on legumes, pulses, milk and milk product. Now, you will say, milk and milk product, should I avoid or should I include? There are so many PCOS patients who get better results after avoiding milk and milk product. So this is completely conditional. This you will come to know after trying whether avoiding milk and milk product is helping you or it is not, right? There is one particular condition called as endometriosis, which is little bit different than PCOS. In that case, we say lactose intolerance is there, so we avoid milk. Otherwise, there is no compulsion that it is not required that every PCOS person should avoid milk, right? So be little cautious while selecting your milk products. But point here is to increase your overall protein intake in each and every meal. So for example, if you are cutting down on your carbs, please increase your protein intake. It's not that you need to eat less, you need to eat right. Third thing what actually helps in PCOS is fermented food. There are studies, there are experts who have seen that person who is suffering with PCOS has, gut microflora is actually affected. So if you start eating fermented food, you get probiotics, prebiotics, which actually help you in improving gut microflora. And if your gut microorganisms are good, they're working, they will help you in reducing inflammation. Inflammation is nothing but internal swelling, okay? Now in thyroid or in PCOD, internal swelling is seen. So we need to work on that. Fourth thing what we need to focus is to limit processed food intake. Now I told you about carbohydrate, I told you about protein, I told you about fermented foods. But overall you need to cut down on your processed food intake. because processed food is nothing but empty calories. They are not going to give you any nutrient, but you will just get the satisfaction and you will keep on getting the craving to have it again and again and again. So it's a vicious cycle. First and last step to avoid processed food is to cut it down, is to, you know, just neglect them and don't add them in your diet. After, 80-20 rule you can follow. If you are having it if you are following the healthy diet for 80% of the time, then 20% you can go for processed food or the food which you like. But again, select your food wisely. That is what will help you. And last and very important thing is eat mindfully. Yes. If you can maintain a negative calorie balance, you can start losing weight even while taking treatment for PCOS. So creating negative calorie balance, mindfulness is one thing which will actually help you. I'm sure you must be having complaints of sugar craving, or you must be having complaints of low energy, but mindfulness will actually help you in treating all these things. So that's it on PCOS management today. I'm sure these steps you will follow and you will get great results with these tips. If you want to learn more about PCOD management, I have a special short course created for people suffering with PCOS, where you can learn all these things in detail. You can learn how to manage your diet, how to create your own diet plan, and you will also get 30 days of complete meal plan. If you want to know that, just check link in my bio. You can also connect with me on my Insta handle, nutritionist_Divya is my Instagram handle, and I would love answering your questions. So I'll see you again. Bye-bye. See you. Take care.